This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The news has been relatively optimistic for dairy farmers lately. That according to economist Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, who says on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, that it's been a combination of things that have given a push to the dairy markets.
Although the economy feels better, we still have 40 million Americans that are unemployed. We still have some demand concerns that are going forward, but we are on this sugar high at the moment. And that's why the Class 3 milk market has recovered to $18 a hundredweight. That is the best price since November. Now, dairy futures have been rising. We do see the milk market inverted. And so the market today is trying to absorb some of this new demand. And I highlight that the USDA's $317 million CCC purchase that came as a surprise. We were expecting that number to be about $100 million. It was three times as large. That has been ongoing. And so that purchase has also happened at the same time that the food service industry is opening up. We were down sharply in March and April, but that's now starting to come back. And then we've had these ongoing rumors about China buying whole milk powder and other U.S. dairy products. We've seen the Chinese buying U.S. soybeans and pork and beef and cotton and sorghum. We think that dairy products are included in that, of course, as I've been telling you in recent weeks. We never know about this until 2 months after the fact because that trade data doesn't show up weekly, so we're a little bit behind on that. But I do want to let you all know that it's this sugar high, USDA, food service coming back online and restocking in China, which are all colliding at the same time to give us this big push to the market and the inversion, which seems rare and unlikely to continue when we've got record large milk production in the United States and across much of the country.
He says the food service industry is starting to make some movement as the country slowly opens up.
Food service is now restocking at the restaurants and other clients. Sysco's are all starting to look at buying dairy products and meat products, and this is helping the agricultural markets. They were liquidating, of course, during the mid-March timeframe into April. They're now coming back online. And if you look at open table data, you can see that the leading cities of restocking are going to be Scottsdale and Naples. Those cities are doing very, very well. But mostly speaking, as we open up the country, it looks like Americans are getting back into the groove again of going out to restaurants, even though social distancing is still there. So, again, this is encouraging for the U.S. dairy industry. Assuming that we don't get a second wave, this looks like we're trying to get back to normal. Normal will look a little different than it has before, but nonetheless, it will be helpful from where we are sitting today.
And he says a lot has changed to boost milk prices the past couple of months, and it's come full circle.
The milk market was in a dire position. We were talking about $10 to $10.50 being the bottom, and that proved to be correct. But I've got to be honest, I didn't think we would skyrocket all the way up to nearly $18. This has been a full round trip. If you look at the milk markets, and I'm now using the June contract here, we went from $18 a hundredweight back in the late part of January, early February, and we've got all the way back to that. And so you are now back to the same starting point in the milk markets due to those three factors I mentioned with restaurants returning, of course, food service, the CCC purchases, and now China. So I'm not sure we can make it above $18 a hundredweight with any kind of real vigor. This will be a real stumbling block, but nonetheless, it's good to be back at $18 a hundredweight, and you all are seeing some return to profitability on the dairy farm. But again, this combination of demand all coming together at the same time, it's not something that's structural. It's not something that will last. And so the dairyman needs to see it accordingly. I'm not worried about selling June milk as much as I'm worried about selling like August, September, October, November, December. I think there's more risk in the back end because the sugar high will last a little longer. It's that back end we have to be a little worried about. And again, I'm not even factoring in that there's a second wave. That's the other thing we need to manage risk about. Could there be a second wave of this virus, and how would that affect everyone?
That's Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, on the recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast. If you'd like to listen to that in its entirety, head to pdpw.org. This update brought to you by the professional dairy producers.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Tomorrow it's our Ask the Vet installment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.